Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The man who's taken over the investigation of yesterday's violence in Jersey City will meet with reporters this afternoon. And the mayor of Jersey City was very careful not to step on his toes when speaking to reporters this morning.
Well, the Attorney General, Grabir Graywall, is handling this entire investigation. Jersey City's Public Safety Director, James Shea, is saying this, that the J.C. Kosher supermarket here on MLK Boulevard was targeted. He was asked if this was an anti-Semitic attack.
I didn't use the words anti-Semitic. I said this location, they exited the van and they proceeded to attack this location in a targeted manner. Anything else is open for investigation, and I'm sure, as I said, I have nothing but confidence in the people investigating it. They will leave no stone unturned, and they will find those answers for the community.
Mayor Steve Phillip is meeting with Jewish leaders in this community today. Among those killed inside the supermarket, the wife of the store owner, 33-year-old Leah Mindell Ferenz, along with 24-year-old Moshe Hertz Deutsch. Both are from Brooklyn. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, in Jersey City.
The shooters are identified as David Anderson and Francine Graham. Sources tell News 4 Anderson was a one-time follower of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement, and in their U-Haul there was a note with religious writings. There were also postings online with anti-police and anti-Jewish writings connected to Anderson's social network page. It's unclear if he wrote them. Mayor de Blasio is taking no chances. He told MSNBC's Morning Joe the NYPD is beefing up patrols at Jewish institutions around the city.
We know a lot about the threats facing the Jewish community. There is growing anti-Semitism in this country, and it is taking a more violent and violent form, a more overtly violent form. Mm-hmm. We need to take it seriously and take every measure to protect, but also get to the root causes.
The mayor says he believes Jersey City's shooting was a hate crime. President Trump will sign an executive order today requiring colleges to combat anti-Semitism. The order would effectively make Judaism a race or nationality, not just a religion, and therefore expand the requirement that colleges that get federal money foster an environment free from discrimination by race and nationality. Bipartisan legislation on the issue has stalled in Congress. Prominent Democrats and Republicans have been promoting the change for years. Critics of the plan complain such a policy could be used to stifle free speech. Next up, the Judiciary Committee discusses the just-announced articles of impeachment starting this evening, setting up a committee vote tomorrow, and a vote in the full House sometime before Christmas.
Once the House takes their vote, they'll head over to the Senate, where the president is eager for a full trial, live witnesses and all. But that's not likely happening until after the holidays. Top Senate Republicans have indicated they may not call witnesses, saying it's a risky move, even though that goes against what the president said he wants.
That's correspondent Serena Marshall. Winds News Time, 10:07. The MTA is expected to announce an expansion in its new contactless fare system today. There's been a pilot program at some stops. They call the system Omni. You can use your contactless credit or debit card or a smartphone to pay your fare. Omni will combine fare payments and mobile ticketing across subways, buses, and commuter rail. Mayor de Blasio has promised to speed up city buses by 25% by the end of next year. The Riders Alliance and Transportation Alternatives will be watching how he does it. They've declared this a citywide day of action with rallies around town this morning, culminating with one at City Hall. Danny Perlstein is with the Riders Alliance.
New Yorkers are really excited about the success of the 14th Street busway. And with Mayor de Blasio promising 25% faster buses citywide by the end of 2020, we're out to push him to explain how he's going to reach that aggressive metric.
He says buses and bus riders must be given priority on New York City streets. A 3-alarm fire damaged a church in Franklin Lakes overnight, and there's a report one person was burned. The flames erupted around 1:30 at the Church of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Arson is suspected, but the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office is offering no details. A Bethpage woman is charged with endangering the welfare of her children. Police say she left them in the back seat of a running car in a Walmart parking lot yesterday, more than an hour in the lot by themselves, and she was shopping inside the store. The car also was parked in a fire lane. Erica Martinez is 29 years old. Her children are 9 and 3. They've been turned over to relatives. A senior housing facility that opened last year in Hell's Kitchen has told residents they're going to have to move out. The New York Post reports the owner, a nonprofit ironically called Homes for the Homeless, plans to sell the 15-story building at 49th Street and 10th Avenue. Until 2015, the building was operated as a homeless shelter for families. Then it was converted to senior housing. Homes for the Homeless was founded by Leonard Stern of Hearts Mountain Industries. Tenant Joel Riff is asking State Attorney General Letitia James to intervene. State Senator Brad Hoylman says the short notice to residents makes his blood boil, and he vows to block the sale of the building. Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg says she was a bit surprised to learn that Time magazine has named her its 2019 Person of the Year. Correspondent Carrie Schumacher reports.
The 16-year-old Thunberg was praised by Time for starting an environmental campaign that quickly grew from camping out in front of the Swedish parliament to addressing heads of state at the UN. Thunberg beat out President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and the whistleblower for the honor.
At the UN Climate Action Summit in September, Thunberg criticized world leaders for their inaction in the climate crisis. She traveled to Europe later aboard a sailboat to attend this month's climate change conference in Madrid.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.